Listening Library presents Everything is Poison. This is the author, Joy McCullough. For Susan and Jim, who gave me a safe place to turn. All things are poison, and nothing is without poison. Paracelsus, father of toxicology. Carmela slips inside the apothecary, behind an ancient woman, leaning on a cane, so the proprietress, ever vigilant when the door chimes, might not notice her entrance. She hovers behind a potted bay laurel as Signora Russo totters over to Giulia Tofana at the counter. When they are engaged in discussion of the old woman's medical maladies, kept private from Carmela's curious ears by the apothecary's discretion, Carmela slips deeper inside the cool respite of the narrow shopfront. There aren't many places to hide, but as long as the apothecary is occupied with a customer, Carmela will go unnoticed. She trails a hand along the dark wood shelving that runs from floor to ceiling, examining the endless bottles, dark glass, carefully lettered labels, headache remedies, skin balms, love potions. She knows each one like she knows the wrinkles on her own mother's face more every day. She could locate almost any remedy in a flash, at least the ones that are ready-made, available in the shopfront, for a hurried customer to grab and go. She has never ventured back behind the counter, to the workshop where Signora Tofana does her real magic, where she crafts cures specific to the patient and their needs, where brazen Maria cackles loud enough to be heard out front, and silent Laura moves like a ghost, only occasionally floating past the archway, dividing front and back. That's where the real secrets are guarded, the potions made that can't be just as easily whipped up by one's grandmother. That's where Carmela would go if she ever got the chance, where she'd find what she needs. But for now, these endless shelves of common remedies serve her well enough. Knowledge is dispensed a drop at a time, but she's nothing if not patient. The shop bell rings, and Carmela's eyes dart to the door as Signora Tofana sings out, "Ah, Violetta, how are you today?" Carmela ducks around the other side of a cabinet full of pigments, oils, and resins, dusty with disuse, since Rome's painters mostly live across the Tiber, in Trastevere, rather than here in Campo Marzio. The cabinet's contents may be underused, but the cabinet itself will serve to hide Carmela. She mustn't be seen by Signora Tofana, but even less does she want to be seen by Violetta Rosso. Violetta Rosso, who floats freely into any shop she pleases, head held high. Violetta, who enters most shops surrounded by chattering friends, none of whom would spare Carmela a glance if they spotted her there lurking. Violetta is alone today. She glides up to the counter and engages Signora Tofana as though they are equals, as though Violetta, a silly girl without a thought in her head, is a match for this indomitable force of a person. But once they're face to face, Violetta falters. "No need to be shy," the proprietress says. "I keep secrets for half this town." "It's only that my friend Penelope said Signora Tofana waits, though Carmela recognizes the look on her face. The apothecary knows exactly what the girl is here for.
There's a boy,
Violetta finally says. Signora Tofana smiles. Ah, there's often a boy. Carmela stifles a snort of derision. All the magic Giulia Tofana wields, and Violetta wants a love potion? Any boy in town would fling themselves at her if they thought they had a chance.
I know he likes me, Violetta says. I only want to help him admit it.
That's exactly what our love potions are for. Signora Tofana's tone is the same rich, welcoming one she uses on most customers, gathering them in to her bosom without ever touching them, assuring them the apothecary knows best, they can trust her, she will not lead them astray. Violetta glances around, to be sure no one has heard. Carmela flattens herself against the wall on the other side of the cabinet. Signora Tofana questions Violetta about her plans for the love potion. And for once, the girl drops her voice low enough that Carmela can't hear. It doesn't matter. Carmela knows exactly how Violetta will use it. She'll ensnare Davide or Marco or Filippo. It doesn't even matter who. One of the boys, a few years older, but not so old they could be her father. She'll sail from favored eldest daughter to newlywed, forever under the watchful eye of a doting man. Before you can say love potion, she'll be back in here looking for a remedy for morning sickness. And even though they were children together, jumping hopscotch and playing pretend, at least before they all got old enough to realize who Carmela really was, who her mother was, Violetta will continue to ascend through an entirely different world than the one Carmela will always be tethered to. Violetta pays for her potion and thanks Signora Tofana, clutching it as though it is the answer to all her pious mornings spent in hard-backed pews. When she turns away from Giulia Tofana, though, something unfamiliar flickers across Violetta's face. Some hint of insecurity, some glimmer of concern. Then, the pretty girl smooths back a ringlet that has escaped her snood and hurries out the door. Carmela? Her heart sinks at the tone of that voice from the counter. No longer warm, never welcoming. Not here, never for her. How many times have I told you not to spy on my customers? Carmela emerges from behind the cabinet, but doesn't meet the apothecary's gaze. I wasn't spying, lurking in dark corners where you believe yourself to be unseen. It comes to the same thing. Go home. It's getting dark. Carmela scowls at the apothecary, the person, the place, conspiring to exclude her from all she's ever wanted. She sends one longing look through the archway back to the workshop, back to where Laura and Maria work, where the apothecary herself will join them when there is a lull in customers. But Carmela should have known better than to dream she might be granted entrance today. Yes, Mother. The next time Carmela walks into Tofana Apothecary, with any glimmer of hope in her heart, comes some
Sample complete. Ready to continue?